Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Hiller. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, John Hiller. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roy Foster. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Moses. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Butler. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bill Butler. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler fires to first and has Taylor trapped. There's the throw to Broemer, who tags Taylor for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball four. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball four. Freehan moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman takes first base on ball four. Freehan moves to third. Rodriguez moves to second. John Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to second. Ray Lamb now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Lamb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rodriguez for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss strikes out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0-for-1 in the game. Bebakwa takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Tom Haller pinch hits for John Hiller. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bevacqua. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Laron Lagro now pitching. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Lam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lam is 0-for-1 in the game. Lam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Lowenstein now playing left field. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Howard strikes out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duffy moves to third. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor catches it and throws to first to double up Chambliss. Two outs. Fred Sherman now pitching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing right field. Dick McAuliffe pinch hits for Aurelio Rodriguez. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lam fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Mickey Stanley. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duke Sims pinch hits for Fred Sherman. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe now playing second base. Jim Northrup now playing center field. Joe Niekro now pitching. Tony Taylor now playing third base. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lowenstein moves to third. Ray Fossey pinch hits for Jack Broemer. Jim Ford now pitching. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to second. Del Unser pinch hits for Ray Lamb. Tom Timmerman now pitching. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser takes first base on ball 4. Lowenstein scores. Moses moves to third. Fossey moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Taylor fields it and throws to home to get Moses. Fossey moves to third. Unser moves to second. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fossey scores. Unser moves to third. Bell moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Bob Stramp now pitching. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard fields it and throws to second for the out. Unser scores. Bell scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Indians. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Fossey now catching. Eddie Leon now playing second base. Ed Farmer now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline moves to second. Joe Staton pinch runs for Frank Howard. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Freehan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. a 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Mike Kilkenny now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Staton now playing first base. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline, who is chasing the ball. Leon reaches third base with a triple. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fossey is walked intentionally. Mike Kilkenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilkenny strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ike Brown pinch hits for Jim Northrup. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Jata pinch hits for Bob Stramp. Paul Jata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jata hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Marvin Lane pinch runs for Paul Jata. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. Lane moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. John Gamble pinch runs for Al Kaline. Ike Blessed pinch hits for Joe Staton. Ike Blessed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blessed hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blessed for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.